So I want to flip back to immunotherapy and gynecologic cancers and first chat with you a little bit about your experience in terms of tolerability and autoimmune problems that you've observed in patients and how you think they contrast to checkpoint inhibitor use in so many other different cancers. What do you see in your patients? It seems like I would think that a lot of your experience at this point, at least outside of trial setting, would be endometrial cancer.
So we had a meeting about it 2 years ago, and I had said that the occurrence of immune-associated toxicities was significantly higher than the other people on the stage on that day. And my answer was based on the literature outside of GYN cancers. I believe that practitioners who treat GYN cancers have not been as exposed to the toxicity as much as our other solid tumor colleagues because they don't work as well. So they're not on therapy as long, and thus you're not seeing as many toxicities. If somebody's only on treatment for two cycles, you're not going to see toxicities. So when we're looking at these toxicities, we really need to look at larger populations of patients and not just rely on our own expertise because of the rarity of most of them. So most of my experience has been on clinical trial, which we are one of the highest enrollers of most clinical trials in ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, and cervix cancer. So that experience is wide. But I've treated a fair amount of patients off of clinical trial in uterine as well as cervical cancer patients.
I'm curious what your experience is. I was talking with Mike Bierer about this with the lenvatinib-pembrolizumab combination. It seems like it's very effective. Is that your experience, incidentally, with, say, MSS-stable endometrial cancer? What have you seen in terms of its, I don't know how many people you might have treated, its efficacy, but also its tolerability and side effects issues?
So lenvatinib pembro, I call it Len-Pem, is a really nice option for our stable, microsatellite stable patients. And the efficacy is significantly improved over what else we have on the table. The interesting aspect is we're also seeing long-term responders like we do in the MSI-high patients with the single agent pembro. But the tolerability is a challenge with regards to lenvatinib, in addition to the other autoimmune disease toxicities. I should say autoimmune toxicities, excuse me. So the lenvatinib definitely has a learning curve. Very important to be diligent, close monitoring. We now have weekly visits for the first month to two with our patients, now that we can do remote visits. Hypertension, GI, and fatigue. If you start a patient at full dose, which is the 20 milligrams, you expect about 80% will be dose reduced. Many practitioners have taken that and they're starting at a lower dose. But you know, I'm worried about the importance of trying to get the higher dose in at the beginning. I think there's something to that. We'll have to see more data to try to figure that out. I often use 18 milligrams rather than 20 milligrams, but I'm using that more for pragmatic reasons, which is when you use the 18 milligram dose, you get tens and fours. And so if I have to dose reduce the patient, it's much easier for me to dose reduce them because they already have the 4 milligram tab. If I give the 20 milligrams, then I have to reduce them to 10. And I just said I'm concerned about dose intensity, so I don't want to do that. So I usually start patients with 18 milligrams for those reasons.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special interview program to a satellite meeting of the 2020 Society of Gynecologic Oncology meeting.